So number 19 brings up an interesting phenomenon. It's called implied harmony. It means like when you play two notes, that's not technically a chord, but sometimes those two notes can imply the rest of the chord. Like when I play this, you know, it sounds like a G chord. There's one note missing right here. I'm only playing G and B, and it's missing the D. You learn from theory class that chords are at least three notes, and usually they're built on triads, which is 1, 3, 5 in the scale. So if you took a G major scale, right, and you took the 1, 3, and 5 of that, you got, right, and then on the guitar, you double those notes and you put it in a position and you got a whole chord, right? But sometimes implied harmony, just two notes. So I'm gonna walk you through this, and that may help you a little bit. Because the patterns aren't always predictable in this song. So first we got this. Good. And then that right there implies, to me, it implies a D7. You know D7?
Yeah.
So let me hear it. If you do that and I go, right? Except that you still got that G over it, so it's called a pedal point. A pedal point is a low note that goes under a lot of different chords as they change, and this song has that. That G string acts as a pedal. So how would you write that? I would write D7/G, you know, but it's not really D7/G. I'm not going to write it over it because it's not a full D7. It doesn't have the A note. It only has the F sharp and C. It doesn't even have a D. It doesn't even have a D in it. It only has two notes out of the four notes of a D7. Four notes of a D7 is D, F sharp, A, and C. This only has the F sharp and the C. All right, but it gives you an implied harmony. Next bar, bar three. That sounds like G. All right, so do that. Bar three. And that's straight up G again. So far we had bar one was G, bar two was D7, and bar three is G. Let's go to bar four, and we got, right, that to me sounds like C. Right, play that and then play C and you'll hear it. Yeah. Right. And then the next bar, we're back to what we had originally. Alright. Next bar, we got 7 and 5. Okay, this kind of is like a D7. Right? If you did a D7 like bar chord shape, if you know that at the 5th fret, those would be the top two strings of it. Still with that G pedal tone over it. Again, we're in line 2, bar 2. Right? And then you got, that to me is like an E minor. Sounds like an E minor there. And then, like, do an E minor, and I'll go, right? Good. And then, this second line, fourth bar, that's a D chord. It's like a D chord, except instead of with playing that first finger, you let the G pedal ring. All right, good. So, if you were to write on top of your copy, bar one is G, bar two is D7, then back to G, and then C, and then line two is G, D7, and E minor, and D, all right? That's where we're at so far. That could help you. Next, we get to line three, bar one. That one you should be able to guess. What chord is that?
C?
Yeah, it's C, because it sounds just like C and it looks like C. Little kids, when they first learn a C, they don't learn the full 5-string chord. I just show them that right there. So there it is. There's your C. So very good. Your understanding about implied harmony. Bar two. Any guesses of what do those top two strings look like? Any other chord?
D.
There you go. D7, right? All right, good man. So you're catching on. Now we're back to what? Absolutely, and I'm writing as we go along. And then for the fourth bar of line three, we're back to where we started, which is a
G.
Still a G, yep.
And
that's
another
right.
G.
And another G at the next line, first bar. So fourth line, bar one. And then this. Okay, I'm hearing that as G major 7. Alright, I'll talk about that more some other day. Like, so G7, you know G7. G major 7 is where you, instead of the first finger on the first fret, it's actually on the second fret. Yeah, that's nice. Careful of this note though, go back to, right, yeah. Yeah, good. It's G major 7. So I hear, pretty cool. Alright, that's G major 7. Now let's look at line 4, bar 3. We got 6 and 7. There's your G7. Alright, so go back to play regular G7. And it sounds just like G7. Alright, and then next, we got 5 and 8. I'm going to let you guess at that one. That's very good. How'd you know it was C?
This is guess.
You just heard it. Well, do a C chord and you'll see you're exactly right. You just guessed? Dude, that's really great. You have a good ear. Well done, buddy. That's very good. That's a C. And then going back to the last line, first bar is back to G, regular G. And then...
G7, because it has it on the top.
No, just because this has 7 in it. No, that's not the reason. It's just G. And then last but not least is G. So the implied harmony of the whole tune, if this helps, is G, D7, G, C. Next line, G, D7, E minor, D. Next line, C, D7, G, and G. Next line, G, G major 7, G7, C. Next line, G, G, and G. So now let's try and put it all together. Just take it each bar at a time. Now you could just do it. And then. Yeah. And back to our original shape, line 2. The D chord-ish. Make sure you hit the G string first. I sometimes miss. Let's go over the pattern. Do that one again. I'm not sure you're getting the pattern right. It's like. Wait, just follow along here. 3, 4. Alright, good. And now we're at the C chord. Seven and a G. And then you're back at where you started. And you got that again. Good, now G major 7. G7. We started. Switch those fingers. Back to where you started the.
It's 7, 8, 8 on top.
Oh, my bad. That's a D7. So there's a correction there. I said with the last line was G, G, and G. My bad. D7 and then G. Thank you. Thank you for spotting that. D7 and then G. Alright, so last line. Thank you for correcting. Here we go. And then back. So this is like a party piece, you know, like someone says, oh, you play guitar, and all of these are like that, you know. somebody says, oh, you play guitar, and how long have you been playing, and blah, 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 can you play me something? And you're like, well, if I just strum a bunch of chords, and not, since, you know, if this is assuming you're not going to sing in front of them, which is, you know, nerve-wracking, and some of you don't sing at all, you know, then you just strum a bunch of chords, and you're like, yeah, that's nice. Or you could, you know, try some pentatonics or something, and then they'll just think you're playing a pile of notes, and they'll say, that's nice. But if you play something like this, they're like, oh, that sounds great. You know, like, it's a thing unto itself, you know. So we're going to play the whole thing through. Do you want me to... All right, here we go. I'm going to demonstrate. 2, 3, 4.